From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Leaders of the world's seven richest democracies are meeting in Japan for a G7 summit focusing on ways to improve global growth and ease South China Sea tensions. On Wednesday, President Obama was confronted with public outrage over the alleged rape and murder of a Japanese woman by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. Mr. Obama promised the U.S. government's full cooperation.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets. And the United States will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation to ensure that justice is done under the Japanese legal system.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he felt profound resentment over what he called this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime. Mr. Obama also plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima on Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. He'll become the first sitting president to do so. The UN Security Council has listed the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been progressively terminating targeted measures that were imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. David Pressman is a deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
Today, more than 12 years after the end of Liberia's brutal civil war and the council's imposition of sanctions, Liberia continues to consolidate its progress, and the Security Council has determined that the criteria for lifting the sanctions have been met, allowing us to fully terminate the regime.
Former President Charles Taylor set off the Civil War in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. This is VOA News. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, now presidential candidate, and her predecessors failed to follow guidelines to limit security risks when using personal email for official business. Senior officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct state business. The IG report says she was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information from a possible cyber attack. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesperson.
While not necessarily encouraged, there was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved. And I would say, looking back with 2020 hindsight, you know, we do now have records management and cybersecurity policies that would make it hard to approve this kind of outside system to replace your official email. You know, and Secretary Clinton has said publicly she would not make the same choice again.
Mrs. Clinton, who is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, has consistently denied breaking any laws. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been investigating whether there have been any violations of national security laws. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government with the signing of a deal with Yisrael Beiteinu party, including the appointment of the outspoken leader Avigdor Lieberman as defense minister. Lieberman's hardline position on the Palestinian question raises what a U.S. spokesman called legitimate concerns about the government's commitment to a two-state solution. Hebrew University political scientist Avraham Diskin takes a more measured approach.
I really believe that Lieberman, a very problematic political partner and a very blatant one. However, I think he is a pragmatic person. And if there is something on the table, I think that he will go with it. But he is, as I say, you know, there is a matter of style, there is a matter of image in the world, which is, I think, not very positive, to say the least.
Lieberman replaces Moshe Ya'olan, who's a former army chief who resigned last week. Kenya's military says its forces killed more than 20 suspected al-Shabaab militants inside Somalia near the Kenyan border, reportedly planning an ambush. Kenya says it suffered no casualties in the Wednesday assault, but al-Shabaab says it killed 5 soldiers and wounded several others. Kenyan troops are in Somalia as part of an African Union force battling the militant group. Meantime, Kenya's main opposition coalition says it is suspending its weekly protest aimed at disbanding the country's electoral commission to give dialogue a chance. A good sign for all parties. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.